Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, November 5th, 2009. The Israeli military kidnaps 18 civilians from the West Bank and allows food supplies into the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military kidnapped on Thursday 18 Palestinians during attacks targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local Palestinian sources reported that five of those kidnapped were from the northern West Bank city of Nablus, while the rest were divided between Jenin and Qalqilia cities, also on northern West Bank, in addition to Hebron city in the south. The Israeli army radio announced that those kidnapped were taken to military detention camps for questioning. In other news, an Israeli court found on Wednesday Sheikh Raed Salah guilty of assaulting a police officer. Police says Salah, who is a leader in the Islamic movement in Israel, attacked a police officer on February 2007 during clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police in Jerusalem's Old City. Salah was also arrested by Israeli police last week during clashes in the Old City of Jerusalem. 30 Palestinians were injured in those clashes. Palestinians clashed with police after they stopped right-wing Jewish groups from entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the second holiest site for Muslims worldwide. Elsewhere, Israel allowed at least 90 trucks loaded with food supplies to enter Gaza Strip on Wednesday. The Israeli state radio said that the food supplies came as a donation from the European Union. The radio added that some food supplies will be allowed into Gaza next week. Israel implemented siege on the Gaza Strip in June of 2006. The siege rendered the 1.5 million Palestinians living there lacking all basic food supplies and fuel. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.